Chapter 3, The Purple Math Dude, or PMD. Written by Trinka Hakes Noble. Online illustration by Trinka Hakes Noble. The Jersey Trackers had just gathered outside Waxman Institute of Microbiology by the bookmobile to wait for Mr. C. and Pascal to catch up. Suddenly Jamal yelled, "Hey, look, guys! I found a golf ball with a purple R on it!" "That can't be right," declared Chelsea. "The R should be red for Rutgers." "Oh, no, the purple math dude strikes again," joked Cooper, who was always goofing around. The trackers started to laugh, but Jamal got serious. "Coop, you can't call Dr. Newton that. He's a world-renowned mathematician." "Yeah, and don't let Pascal hear you," cautioned Maya. "Or Mr. C," added Chelsea, as she glanced back to make sure they were out of hearing range. "Okay," said Cooper. "How about primo math dude?" "Better, but not exactly scholarly," answered Simon. "I can make it sound Latin," piped up Jamal, who was learning Latin names for plants. "How about primo mathematica doctoria?" he announced proudly. "Impressive, Jamal," said Maya, "but sort of hard to say." "I like purple math dude better," grinned Cooper. "Let's just call him the PMD for short," said Chelsea, and everyone agreed. "Now we need to get going." "And quickly," added Gabby, "because by my calculations, we only have about 10 minutes and maybe 30 seconds to find the next clue, mathematically speaking, that is." Gabby was good at keeping the trackers on track. "Because Jamal found that purple R golf ball, I think we should head over there," said Cooper, pointing to the Rutgers University golf course across the street. "But we can't just walk onto the golf course while people are playing," said Simon. "And Mr. C. certainly can't drive the bookmobile onto the golf course," declared Chelsea. "We can walk on that service road behind those pine trees. No one will notice us. And besides, I know this golf course. I caddied for Mr. C. in the Rutgers alumni golf tournament." "Cooper, did you have to remind me of my golfing disaster?" said Mr. C., a bit exasperated, as he and Pascal caught up with the gang. Maya looked up at Mr. C. "Don't worry, Mr. C.," said Maya. "We're glad you're a librarian and not a golfer." "Yeah, don't get teed off, Mr. C. It's a good thing I had to chase down all your golf balls, because I know every inch of the university golf course. If the PMD, if Dr. Newton left a purple math clue, we can find it." Mr. C. smiled, but Pascal looked nervous. "I've never been on a golf course before. Do we have to walk across the whole thing?" Everyone looked down at Pascal's pointy Italian shoes. "Coop," whispered Jamal, "there's no way Pascal's going to make it across the entire golf course in those shoes." Cooper nodded. "We'll have to help him," he whispered back. "Come on, Pascal, we'll walk with you," said Jamal and Cooper. The trackers hadn't gone far down the service road when a gruff voice yelled, "Hey, where do you kids think you're going? You can't just walk onto the golf course." A large, burly groundskeeper jumped out of his utility vehicle and scowled at the trackers, then squinted his eyes and pointed right at Cooper. Cooper froze. Everyone grew silent. "I remember you, kid. You're the caddy that found all those golf balls in the rough by the pump house, aren't you? The guys in the maintenance barn are still talking about you," laughed the groundskeeper. Mr. C. looked embarrassed, while Cooper looked relieved. "Yes, sir, that would be me. And I remember you, too. It's Mr. Niche, right?" Mr. Niche nodded. Suddenly the trackers started talking all at once. "But, sir, in a hurry, missing mathematician, purple chalk clues, dedication, 2:00 p.m., must find him." Then Mr. C. shouted over the hubbub, "It's of the utmost importance, sir." All the while, Pascal was nodding frantically. But Jamal was calm. He stepped forward and showed Mr. Niche the golf ball with the purple R. "Sir, is there anything that is purple on this golf course?" Mr. Niche scratched his head. "Purple. Why, yes, there is. The pipe leading into the pump house on the golf course is painted purple. That's where the water is pumped up from the Raritan River. We use it to irrigate the golf greens and lawns here on Bush campus. If a fire hydrant is painted purple instead of red, that means the water comes from the old Raritan." Mr. C. and Maya started to sing the Rutgers alma mater, "On the Banks of the Old Raritan," but Gabby politely interrupted. "Nice song, Mr. C., but by my calculations, we only have 5 minutes and 27 seconds to find and solve the next clue." Right, Gabby, agreed Mr. C. Mr. Niche, would you show us where the golf course pump house is, please? Follow me, said Mr. Niche. When the trackers got to the pump house, they expected to see some complicated mathematical formula for water pressure per square inch, and the distance and elevation from the Raritan River, and rotation and velocity of the pump's turbine. But what they saw, scrawled in purple chalk on the pump house door, stopped them dead in their tracks. That's it! Just one number! 4! Shouted Cooper. The PMD's outdone himself this time! How can we solve this with only one number? Cried Chelsea. Yeah, and what's up with that arrow? Exclaimed Maya. But we have to solve it, declared Gabby, nervously checking her watch. Very quietly, Jamal spoke as if he were talking to himself. I'm not sure it's a number, he said. Everyone looked puzzled and quickly crowded around him. What do you mean, Jamal? Asked Simon seriously. I think it might be a word, Jamal said. You mean F-O-U-R or F-O-R? Asked Simon. No, I think it's the prefix F-O-R-E. I had to learn about prefixes in Latin. They come before the root word. Mr. C, is 4 a golf term? But before Mr. C could answer, Cooper jumped in. Jamal, you're a genius! Mr. C had to yell 4 all the time when I was his caddy, said Cooper with a big grin. This time Mr. C had to laugh. I sure did, Cooper. And yes, Jamal, 4 is a golf term. When you hit a golf ball wrong, you have to forewarn all the other players on the course. So you yell 4. It's part of golf etiquette. It means you are practicing good golf sportsmanship and being a good sport. Jamal, I'm very impressed, said Pascal as the trackers gathered around Jamal to give him a high five. No, not a high five, laughed Cooper. Let's give Jamal a high 4. Everyone laughed, but then Chelsea asked, but what about that purple arrow? Mr. Niche, what is on the other side of the golf course where that arrow is pointing? Asked Jamal. Mr. Niche shaded his eyes and looked in the direction of the purple arrow. Why, that would be the Werblin Recreation Center, where all the Bush Campus students play sports. I just hung a red and white banner over there that said, Good Sportsmanship the Rutgers Way. That's it, shouted Jamal. That's where Dr. Newton wants us to go next. I bet there's a clue there. By golly, I think you're right, Jamal, exclaimed Mr. C. Pascal gave Jamal a pat on the back. Good lad, he said. But we'll never make it even if we run, cried Gabby, checking her watch again. And the bookmobile is back at the Waxman Institute of Microbiology. Jump in, offered Mr. Niche. I'll give you a ride back across the golf course to your, did you say bookmobile? No time to explain, Mr. Niche, stated Gabby. Quickly, trackers, climb in, ordered Mr. C, and hang on to the roll bar. Pascal, you'd better sit up front. As the trackers went whizzing over the Rutgers University golf course, many startled golfers scattered and scrambled to safety. But the Jersey trackers had learned good golf sportsmanship. They gleefully yelled, 4! In no time, the Jersey trackers and Mr. C's bookmobile were zipping along Freilingheisen Road toward the Werblin Recreation Center.